Okay, so it's October 2016, and that means it's October 16. October is a yearly event that happens during the month of October for people interested in music and sound. It gives us the opportunity to record and share music and sound with like-minded folks during the month of October. By adding the hashtag October16 to your recordings when you share them on your various social networks and platforms, other people are able to find your recording by using a hashtag-alator or podcast catcher. You can find out more information about Octava on www.octava.net. There is a structure to Octava for those wishing to follow it, and Octava works in sort of two flavours. The first flavour, if you like, is a structured way of submitting sound. And for the first 8 days of October, the first structure is called Desert Island Discs, where for the first 7 days we record a piece of music or share a piece of music that means something to us, and we talk about why that music means something to us. For those of you in the UK and who listen to BBC Radio 4 worldwide, you might have already been familiar with the programme Desert Island Discs, and this particular challenge for October 16 follows that format. For others who want to be a bit more freestyle, a bit more free-flowing with their Octava recordings and submissions, then you can do anything you like, and I'm going to fall into that category. I'm structuring myself for Octava 16. I'm going to be basing my recordings on first sounds. The first time in any capacity that music or sound or voice has been heard. And this could be anything from the very first radio broadcast, from the very first commercially released movie soundtrack, right back to the very first human voice ever recorded that can be played back. And I'm going to put that at the end of this boo as a teaser for what's going to follow in my subsequent boos. I'm getting a lot of my information for the first series of boos from a company called firstsounds.org, and I'll be discussing this more in subsequent boos. A lot of my boos won't feature much of my voice. Some of them will feature the voice of the narrator of the original audio, especially when it comes to the history of recorded sound. So, without further ado, I'm going to add to this recording the very first human voice that was recorded that has been able to play back. I'm not going to give any more details about that. You'll have to listen to my next boo to find out more, to find out whose voice it was, when it was recorded, how it was played back, because in this particular case, this particular recording was never designed to be played back.